This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. For sheep ranchers in western Montana, spring is a crucial time. It's time to shear their animals' winter coats. Shearing sheep is a skill that can take a lifetime to perfect and one that is in serious need of new recruits. Kevin Mackey takes us along now with a top-notch shearer who is not easily intimidated.
Whoop, whoop. Come on. Come on, fellas. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Dante, move it.
It's shearing day for Leslie McGuire's Navajo Churro Rams. From a holding pen in her barn, she herds an apprehensive young ram down a long corridor. It's an exotic breed with long, thick wool. The sheep are descendants of the great herds the Spanish conquistadors brought to the New World 500 years ago. The Pueblo and Navajo nations used their wool to produce rugs and blankets. McGuire sells her wool to hand spinners and weavers.
Let's go. Come on. You guys are getting left behind.
Hurry up.
Atta boys.
The rams have elaborately curled horns on the sides of their heads. Some have two more horns besides, shooting from the top of their heads like swords. Despite their appearance, these animals are docile, even shy.
Say, I call this the Bighorn Ranch. These Navajo Churros really got some big horns and lots of wool. Look at the wool on that one.
That's Leroy Sikorsky, one of the region's busiest shearers. 40 years ago, he was Minnesota's top amateur shearer. Today, he's in his late 50s, but he moves like a man of 30. A former high school wrestler, he stands like one, his legs spread as if meeting an opponent on the mat.
You use your legs like you do in wrestling, where you control the sheep a lot with your legs.
Sikorsky takes the ram by its head and gently twists the animal onto its back, holding it upright so most of its body does not touch the floor. It takes tremendous strength.
Okay, here we go.
The ram is calm. He doesn't struggle. That's the sign of a good shearer. He shears the belly first, then the legs, and moves to the head, skirting carefully around the massive horns and the eyes.
You really got to respect those horns when you're throwing them so you don't get gored.
He shears the flanks and runs his clippers across the sheep's back. In minutes, the ram's fleece lays on the swept wooden barn floor. There's about half an inch of snow-white wool left on the ram. The cut is even. There are no nicks. McGuire has about 140 head of sheep. Shearing all of them takes several days. Sikorsky has already sheared the pregnant ewes.
Where you get them sheared, the babies can find the milk.
A few years ago, the Navajo Churro breed was almost extinct. But now, because of small specialty sheep farms like McGuire's, numbers are increasing. McGuire wants to keep this beautiful, ancient breed a part of the rural landscape, but it's hard work. Like a wrestler who's just won his match, the shearer wipes the sweat from his forehead to tackle, with the help of McGuire, one more shaggy horned ram.
Leroy, you want to come back here and get this other board and see if you can push him with that, and I'll see if I can't turn some in the right direction?
For Day to Day, I'm Kevin Mackey in Stevensville, Montana.